When did you find out about this incident?
He advised me of it a couple of weeks ago.
Do you have any reason to believe it could be politically motivated, this complaint, from the complainant?
I don't know if the complaint is politically motivated, but I do know, and you've told me from the gallery, that the information was leaked from the Beehive.
When we made inquiries of Labor on Monday, I was told that we weren't aware of the incident and that it wasn't one of your MPs. I was told that you didn't know about it.
I think the person that told you that told you it in good faith. She was not aware of it.
So you did not pass that information on?
No, this is a matter that the police were dealing with and that they need to work through. It didn't need any comment from me or any speculation.
When you say that a complaint hasn't been made against him before, is this the first incident that he's been involved in of this sort of nature?
Well, as I understand it, but I haven't investigated it.
It was reported in the Dominion Post this morning that this person had ties to the Labour Party, so that's the nature of my question. I'm wondering whether it's a politically motivated complaint. Do you have any concern on those grounds?
I don't know whether it's politically motivated or not. I simply don't know.
Whether this alleged incident occurred, did it occur at another senior Labour MP's visit?
I'm not going to comment on the detail of the complaint at all. I see that it's for the police to carry out their investigation without any political interference or commentary. I think that's the answer.
They do have a search warrant, though. I think the police have said that themselves. There's a search warrant for the deputy leader's house.
I'm not going to make any commentary about the complaint or the process followed. This is in the hands of the police. They need to carry out their investigation unimpeded by any political commentary or interference.
What's happening with this spokesperson's roles, education and senior work?
Well, it depends how long Darren needs leave for. If it's longer than a week or two, then there'll be a person acting in this case.
Well, at least for the whole period of the investigation.
I'm sorry?
When did you find out about this?
I was told about the complaint a couple of weeks ago.
And so you were happy for Darren to carry on in his roles even while this investigation was going on? It's just that it's been made public.
Because it's been made public, I think it's very hard for him to continue to carry out his normal duties.
But you were happy for him to carry on before it was made public?
Yes, because I didn't think the complaint was relevant to his ability to carry out his job. But because he is under that scrutiny now, it's very hard for him to do so. That's why I've given him leave.
How's he coping?
As you'd expect.
Well, but tell us, how's he coping?
It's never a pleasant experience for a complaint to be made against you as an individual. And he has a certain truth that he has done nothing he believes that is wrong.
Do you believe him?
I accept his word for that. Or, Darren, I think.
The
leave will be given in expectation, and I hope that a police decision will be made within a relatively short period of time. If it's not, then I'll have to re-examine his position in that light.
You took off, when was the complaint laid with the police?
I don't know the precise date. I think it was a couple of weeks ago.
Do you think it took a long time? Is this the end of Darren's career?
Look, every person has to be presumed innocent. That applies to you and your job, and him and his job.
But politics is a business that is as much about perception as anything else. You've seen a lot of around this place. Do you think that this could end his career?
Look, I don't want to make any comment on that. The police are doing an investigation. They must come to their conclusion without any interference or suggestion of interference from me or any other politician.
And before, are you saying that the National Party leaked this?
The information about it, I understand, from people in the gallery came from the Beehive, yes.
Do you regret not front-footing this from the moment you found out about it and going public again instead of waiting for it to be leaked?
No, I think the last thing that the police would have wanted was that sort of political interference.
You obviously hold Darren Hughes very high regard.
I think you all know Darren. You know the job that he does.
Well, you tell us the sort of regard that you hold him.
He's well regarded as a friend and colleague, yes.
Were your shadow cabinet or caucus told that he was facing investigation at all?
No, this is a matter that the police have been dealing with and the way that they deal with it. I've made no comment to my caucus or any other.
So you're the only person that was aware of that, you and obviously Darren?
Oh, there's obviously, I work on these issues as part of the leadership team.
Okay.
Have you or any other Labor MPs had any dealings with the police in regard to this?
I've not had any dealings with the police at all, no.
What about other MPs?
Look, I'm not going to comment on that for the reasons that I've suggested beforehand.
Have there been any search warrants executed on the homes of other Labor MPs?
I've already answered that I won't be commenting on the substance of the complaint or the process that's being followed. The police should get on unimpeded to do their job, and Darren Hughes will be cooperating with them on that. I haven't talked to the police at all.
Would you characterise the complaint as serious?
I've made a comment on that, but I'm not going to comment on the complaint or the process followed. It's for the police to go on and do their investigation unimpeded by political speculation by me or, I hope, anyone else.
Will your MPs be held to the same standards that, for example, you demanded of Richard Wirth?
Absolutely. You expect the highest standard of integrity in politics, and that's what I expect of my MPs.
I'm not sure. You said that in response to the suggestion that a reporter had inquired about this on Monday and been told that Labor wasn't aware of this. So that staff are not at any stage come to you or your chief of staff or even the media staff.
I've had no discussion with that staff, or what she said to the journalist at that time was said in good faith.
Just going back to the issue of Richard Wirth, I mean, he wasn't charged in the end. Are you saying that if there is some substance to this, that Darren Hughes could be out of the party as far as you're
concerned? Well, it's for the police to make a decision as to whether there's any substance and for me to then respond at that point.
So Darren, has Darren told you what is alleged to have happened and what his responsibility is?
Yes, but I'm not commenting. I'm not commenting on the nature of the complaint or the process followed. It's not helpful for me to interfere in that way.
Do you have any idea how the information that you say has been leaked from the Beehive might have been obtained?
No, I'm just taking the word of the journalist that I spoke to about that.
It's not involved in the police in this, is it?
I simply don't know.
Do you think that it should have remained a private matter?
I think the police should be allowed to get on and do their job and find whether there is substance to the complaint, and that's what I intend to let them do without interference from myself or I hope any other politician.
Do you think this could be damaging to the Labor Party, the wider Labor Party?
I think you simply have to wait and see whether the police find there's any substance to the complaint.
If they do find the substance, how damaging could this be?
Well, if they find that there's some substance, then I will need to act accordingly.
Mr. Goff, I just need to make this clear, given I made the inquiry on Monday. What I was given was, I was told that you didn't know about it. Did you pass that information on to your spokesperson?
No, the spokesperson talked to you without any reference to me. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.